Hey everyone, what's up and welcome back to the Artist Coaching Podcast with me, Joey Suki, today. Today I wanted to talk to you about a very important topic that I noticed during ADE was kind of the tipping point to me, as in I already knew that a lot of artists were really struggling with posting content every day and releasing music every month and trying to find that balance between those two things. But during ADE, it kind of clicked to me that it really, that we're at a point right now where it's just really out of balance for most artists, as in it's just too much content creation and less of music production. Where as an artist, obviously, you want to make music, you know, you're not necessarily a content creator. It's just something you're obligated to do in order to reach your audience, right? So today I wanted to talk to you deeper about this topic, as I wanted to present you my vision on this, on how to balance content and music production as an artist. So let's dive into the topic that's, well, let's say both exciting and a bit overwhelming for most artists. Content creation. It's the art of sharing your genius with the world through posts, videos, and all those catchy things that make your fans go wild. But here's the thing. How much is too much? And how does it impact your creativity and mental health? First off, content is like the queen of the digital era. Stats say that around 60% of marketers create at least one piece of content per day. So that's 60% of marketers create at least one piece of content a day. That is a lot of stuff trying to fight for attention. So for artists like you, that means the pressure to post content can be very high. And sure, sharing your latest track or behind-the-scenes sneak peeks is awesome. It keeps your audience engaged and they love getting an inside look at your creative process. But try to remember, quality over quantity. It's not about bombarding your fans every hour with new stuff. It's about crafting content that builds a connection with your audience. Now let's talk about the impact of the content frenzy on your creativity and your mental health. Creating, whether it's music or content, can be like a roller coaster ride. Some days you're on top of the world, crafting melodies that make unicorns dance, and on other days you're just stuck in a loop, wondering if you'll ever create anything at all. Too much pressure to create content can kill your creativity, and that's very important to understand. If you have too much pressure going on, it can simply kill your creativity, and it's probably one of the first things that will be killed. It's like trying to compose a masterpiece while someone's blasting air horns in your ears. The burnout is real, people. Studies show that creative burnout affects around 78% of artists at some point in their careers. 78%! That's a lot. And let's not forget about our mental health. Constantly posting content can lead to stress, anxiety, and the dreaded feeling of never being good enough. And this is something I see with clients a lot, you know, when is something good enough? And if you constantly feel like it's not good enough, that's just a terrible feeling you don't want to have. Okay, so what's the plan? Well, one simple word, balance. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're creating enough to keep the buzz alive without sacrificing your creativity. So setting a content schedule, sharing tasks, or simply giving yourself permission to take breaks are very crucial in this process. Remember that your mental health is like the VIP backstage pass to your creativity. Take care of it like you take care of your favorite synthesizer. It's so important. Content creation is a powerhouse for connecting with your audience, but it's essential to find your balance. Don't let the content whirlwind blow away your creativity. So, go create both content and music, but make sure it's well balanced. I really hope that you can find balance between those two things, because I know that most artists are struggling with this. But I hope the takeaway you get from this podcast episode is that you need to do both. There's no way around this. Both are equally important, you could say, but you really need to find balance. And if you have to do everything by yourself, you have to make sure there's balance between content and music. If you are in the luxury positions of getting someone else on board to post the content for you or to create the content for you, now that can be a balance too. So you can start focusing more on music. Either way, balance is the key word in this whole story. So I hope this really helped you to find balance and to ramp up your output in content and in music. If you feel like you're still struggling with this, you know you can always reach out to me on socials or just reach out to me through the Artist Coaching website. I'm happy to help, but for now, I wish you all the best.